Podbot.ai. Data about stops were broken down by precinct where they were made, as well as race and sex of person stopped. Every time a police officer stops someone in New York City, he or she is required to fill out a form recording details about the stop. If an officer signals you to go through a red light or stop sign, you are supposed to. State law requires you to come to a stop, just like at a stop sign, if a stoplight or control is out of order or does not function properly when approaching the intersection. If, for example, a traffic officer signals you to stop on a green light, you should stop. When required to stop by a signal or a light, you must stop before reaching a stop line, if one exists, or the intersection. You only must stop at the stop line or the crosswalk when required to do so by a traffic signal, sign, or traffic officer, or yield to a pedestrian, rollerblader, or scooter at a signaled or unsignaled intersection. You should stop completely at a yield sign if the conditions of traffic demand it. You may turn left at a stoplight with red light, where you turn off a one-way street onto another one-way street, once you have made a complete stop and given right-of-way to approaching traffic and pedestrians. A single stop line may be placed at intersections to provide space for larger vehicles, such as tractor trailers, buses, and trucks, to make the turn without forcing the rest of the traffic to pull over. They also let you know what lane you should be using to make the turn, and where you should pull over to get to the stop signs or stop signs. If a school bus is at the far end of the median or barriers, drivers are not required to stop. However, drivers must be prepared for students exiting a school bus and entering their lanes. Most incidents with school buses occur as students are walking to the bus stop, or as they are getting on or off the bus. Wait for a school bus to have stopped all traffic before exiting onto the street. Get to your school bus stop 5 minutes ahead of time, so that you do not have to sprint across the street to catch the bus. After unloading all of the children from the school, or after you make the final stop, make sure you make your post-trip inspection of the bus and make sure that none of the children are left on the bus. Do not let children off the bus until all traffic has completely stopped and the safety gear has been engaged. Motorists following or driving beside the school bus should also stop until the stoplights stop flashing, stop arms are removed, and all children are safely out of harm's way. If you see or hear a utility vehicle, you should know that while the utility vehicle is required to stop completely when encountering a school bus that is loaded or unloaded students, it is legal to proceed cautiously, even with the bus's eight-way stoplights still on, unless doing so would endanger student safety. Motorists are required to stop if they are behind the bus, meeting the bus, or approaching the intersection at which the bus is stopped. Pennsylvania's school bus stop law prevents children from standing on a bus as it is moving. For more information, check out the Penn State School Bus Stopping Laws fact sheet. Being stopped by the police is an intense experience, one that can turn ugly very quickly. The custom of stopping is a new world phenomenon, as people have no time to make more than a short visit. Salisbury could very well be seen as the sort of place you would stop at after touring Stonehenge to grab some food. The origins of the custom to stay there are however thought to date back to the 18th century. Casey McQuiston, to her credit, actually has this kind of overarching notion that New York is a diverse place, queer folks get to meet lots of other queer folks here, that is interesting, and that the Q train to Coney Island ends at this really beautiful view, which includes the Wonder Wheel. Augustine train station, Parkside is not, and will not be, called that, because the Q from Parkside to Newkirk was specifically built to drop below street level to obscure the sight lines of the wealthy who once lived in Flatbush. Much of the area along the Q line was originally developed for the wealthy, which makes Flatbush physically distinct from many other corners of NYC in ways Casey McQuiston never so much alluded to or touched on. Because August meets Jane on the Q train, time and time again, the Q train is this supposed to be this important location, the most glaring
example of being ignored comes just before we find out about August station. Parkside is going to close because of rising rents. If you are going to be turning around to head for the yellow arrow, prepare for the brakes. When the desired tab stops show up, click on the location on the ruler you would like the tab stops to go. The lowest stop your lens can take is called maximum aperture. The range of f-stops that your camera lens can shoot at is completely based on the lens. Not only does your f-stop or f-number help get a correct exposure, but the f-stop setting helps set the appearance and feel of your photos. By determining depth of field, for the first time in modern history, world population is expected to virtually cease growing by the end of the current century, due largely to falling world fertility rates, according to an analysis of new data by Pew Research Center.
Episode 155 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Diane Douglas. Adios.